Now your week number six football Friday night highlights from KNIA and KRLS. The Class 3A number 2 Pella Little Dutch at number 10 Carlisle. Andrew Schneider and Dave Van Gorp on KRLS 2.
Third and goal coming up here for the Dutch. Claiborne gets the snap. He drops back. He's got all day. A big deep drop. He's going to throw it. It's tipped. He had Vandaloon open, but it was a great defensive play. At the defensive line, it was tipped away. Fourth down coming up. Snap is good. Kick is up, and it is good. So the Dutch will get 3 points. They now lead 10-6. Under 4 minutes left. Three wide receivers again. Pierce is under center. First and 10. Dutch lead by 4. This one is almost intercepted, is it? It is intercepted by Noah Claiborne, who's down the sideline to the 40, the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. There is a flag on the play, but the interception will stand. Noah Claiborne.
Huge play by the Dutch defense. Wildcats went to the well a one too many times on the tight end pop pass.
Two running backs. It's Henry, who is the tailback. It's a tight end. It's going to go. Actually, going to be Claiborne on the keeper. He's to the 10, to the 5. A touchdown, Little Dutch. Great. Noah Claiborne with the dagger.
Great job by the Dutch. Again, they fake the handoff to the middle. Carlisle obviously has to respect that. He pulls the ball. Great job out there. I did not catch who the wide receiver locked up on his defensive back. Created a hole. Noah hit the seam hard. As you said, dagger.
Noah Claiborne with a 17-yard touchdown run on a quarterback keeper with 2 minutes to go.
Final score, number 2 Pella 17, number 10 Carlisle 6. The Knoxville Panthers and the Sadell Eagles with Tony Correa on the call, AM 1320 and FM 95.3 KNIA.
Somers looking to keep it, and he's going to get kicked down and knocked away there by Crossett, and the ball is loose, and it's going to be recovered by Knoxville. Oh, what a hit there by Nolan Crossett, the homecoming king, with the collision. First and 10 for the Panthers. Jacob Zuck in at quarterback for Knoxville. He'll hand it off to Bachman. Bachman at the 5. He'll take it in for the touchdown. On an 11-yard scamper by Luke Bachman, his second touchdown of the season. And Bachman has helped increase the Knoxville lead. Devin will split out wide to the right side. Mitchell to the left. Zuck under center. Hands the ball off to Duncan. Duncan, he's got the edge, and he's going to go in for the touchdown. Hanner Duncan gets into the end zone once again. His sixth touchdown on the season. Davis goes in motion. He'll get the handoff, and he'll go on the sweep left, and he's got some running room. 20, 15, 10, touchdown, Knoxville. Austin Davis with the 40-yard scamper. His second touchdown of the game.
Final score, Knoxville 35, Sadell nothing. The Pella Christian Eagles at the Highland Huskies on 92.1 KRLS with Corey Hauser.
Right to the 25, right up the middle, 30. Cutting back towards the middle, trying to get outside near the 40. And we have a fumble, and the Huskies say they have it. And it is Huskies football. A quick turnover. Kakbarinski takes it himself. He falls forward, and he is in. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Touchdown, Eagles. 7:26 to go. Kakbarinski on the keeper. Plows right through the middle, and it's 7-6 with the extra point coming. Pella Christian answers right back after the Huskies take their opening drive after stripping the ball. There's a handoff running around far side as Jungling has some room. Off to the races. He's down to the 20, towards 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Touchdown, Eagles. Levi Jungling on one play gives the Pella Christian Eagles the lead. A 51-yard run avoids all the red jerseys on the field and goes into the end zone with 10 and a half seconds left. He hands it off to Wickard. He's got Green in front of him, and he's in. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Touchdown, Eagles. Excuse me, that is Dylan Branderhorst, who carries that around the near side, follows his blockers, was untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Dylan Branderhorst. 32-14, Pella Christian. Extra point coming.
Final score, Pella Christian 43, Highland 28. The PCM Mustangs at the West Marshall Trojans on KNIA 2 with Garrett Canock and Fred Lorenzen.
Two wide receivers to both sides. One lone tailback. That's Marshall. Gets the handoff. Cuts it back inside. Marshall close to the goal line. Touchdown, PCM. A 9-yard touchdown for Ronnie Marshall. And after the good starting field position, a great quick drive on the ground for the Mustangs.
That's a huge statement for the Mustangs to go down there and score right away like they did. And I think it was really important, again, to establish the ground game.
Latrell, the tailback. Marshall, the fullback, hands it off to Marshall. Marshall cuts it back inside. Touchdown, Ronnie Marshall, from 3 yards out. And a big touchdown for the Mustangs as they now take a 21-20 lead with 27 seconds remaining in the first half. And what a seesaw battle we've had here in the first half, Fred.
Yeah, it really has been a lot of momentum changes, and those are two really big touchdowns right before halftime by the Mustangs.
Power formation here for PCM. Hand off to Marshall. Marshall bowling his way close to the goal line. Is he in? Touchdown, PCM. Ronnie Marshall with another touchdown, his fourth of the game. And PCM now leads 27-20 with 5:03 remaining in the third quarter. Ronnie Marshall cuts it back inside, crosses the goal line. Ronnie Marshall with his fifth rushing touchdown of the game, and PCM now leads by a score of 35-20 with 11:35 to go here.
Final score, PCM 44, West Marshall 20. The Pleasantville Trojans hosting the Earlham Cardinals on KNIA 3 with Chris Krug and Ed Bowl.
Shove it in Brock's chest, take it out, and throw the fade.
Snap to Adrian, three-step drop. You might get that wish here. Wide open, got it caught. Touchdown, Trojans. He caught it that time, and that's Booker Beyer who brings that one in for number 82 for the Trojans. We are a PAT away from a seven-point ball game. 6:53 to go in the first half. Shotgun set this time, motion to the near side. It's going to be Fouch. Look for a reverse here. They'll do just that on a pass play. Got Luda wide open across the 15, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Trojans. Are you kidding me? And Bull out of the gate. Talk about striking quickly. Wishbone set, a very tight wishbone set this time. Adrian.
He's going for it.
Yeah, he's
going
to do just that, plowing forward to the end zone. He is... Yes, touchdown, Trojans! 1:26 to go. 19-14, Pleasantville in the lead. Has the lead for the first time tonight. And now a give this time to Hensley. Did the ball come out? I heard ball. I think
Pleasantville's got the ball.
I think Pleasantville has the football. Fouch is saying yes, and the referees say yes. Pleasantville has it back.
Final score, Earlham 42, Pleasantville 20. Thanks for joining us for the week number 6 edition of the Football Friday Night Highlights from KNIAKRLS.com.